We are learning Masechtas Bava Kamma, Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the two dots, like five, six lines from the top. It said in the Mishnah, Anoshim Bechal Nezek. The Anoshim are Bechal the Parish of Nezikim. Not immediately. What's the Makar for that? So Gemara is to bring three Makaris for three different things that Anoshim are included in. Om Rav Yudom Rav, Echein Tanah Dabar Vishmol. Om Makar, the Pasuk says, Isha Isha, and this pasuk teaches us that Hishva Akashav Isha Leisha Chol Einchim Shemitayra. This pasuk teaches us that all Einchim, all like Skila, Mrs. Bezdin, Malkus, Ish and Isha are the same. And really, all Loisa says, both Ish and Isha are included in all Isuri Loisasa. And we learn from this pasuk, Isha Isha Kiyashkum Kol Chatos. The bear of Shmuel, the bear of Lazatana, the Elam Shvatim Asher Tosim Lefneim. The beginning of Parsha of Shvatim, which has in it the Parsha of Nezikin, it starts off the Elam Shvatim Asher Tosim Lefneim. These are the Shvatim, the dinim that were placed in front of Klai Yisrael. Hishva Akasav Isha LeIsh Shechol Dinim Shvatayra. This teaches us that they're equivalent. Both Ish and Isha are the same when it comes to dinim and Taira. The Beit Chizkia, Rav Yisrael Glili Tana Amakra. The pasuk says that what happens if someone's cow kills an Isha Isha? So the halacha is, you have to pay kaifer. And the din is that the behemoth gets skila. Behemoth is Isha Isha. Hishva kosev Isha L'Isha, chol misos shivatayra. And all misos, that if the person who dies is either Isha Isha, has the same halacha like the man. It has kaifer and the behemoth chayav skila. So we have here three different limudim. One limud is teaching us that Isha is chayiv and all loisas is just like a ish, and all the lavim, and the other thing is all dinim, which is dinim mamunus, the Isha is included. And the third thing is that if a behemoth kills an Isha, it has the same halacha. There's still chayiv kaifer and chayiv skila. So the middle one is the one that's the gate for us, for our Mishnah. It says, V'anoshim b'chlal ha-nezek. Pashasa means that they're chayiv nezek. Also maybe means that they're included in kaifer also if someone kills them. So those the second two drashas, I guess, are for our Mishnah. Now the Gemara just says, why do we need three different drashas? Why don't we just say that Isha are the same? And we'll know from another thing as well. The Tzricha. The Yashmin Kamaisa, if you teach me the first thing, that chayiv loisasa, that Isha chayiv loisasa, and you get an English for that, there, the reason why the Torah says that the Isha gets unchim, just like the man, the reason is because we feel bad for her. We want her to get a kapara. Getting an unish this world helps. It's a kapara. You don't have to get in the next world. Aval dinim, but you think dinim, it's not something gay for Isha. Isha stays in the house. She doesn't go to work. Ishta bar masa maton in. An ish that's busy with business. Good. Isha loy. But the Isha doesn't go out with Masa Mata. Maybe you don't have to have the din that she has all dinim.
You mean what? If she does something wrong?
Right. If she does something wrong, maybe she won't be chayiv. Or if he does something wrong to her, then maybe you won't be chayiv. Both ways. That would be the happening. There's no din. All the dinim are not negay. All the dinim in Torah are not negay. The Shem Shemrim, the din Nezikin, they're all not negay. So if only said the case of Lavim, we'd say dear, because we want her to get a kapara, so she gets... she gets the Misa and Einchim. If I'm not by the Gavadinim, maybe not. It's not a Geya. Vishmin Dinim, Keichet Havle Chiyusha. If it's a Dinim there, it's the Geya because she has to be able to live. Like Rashi says, that she's not Bechal Dinim, no one's going to want to ever sell to her or buy from her. We won't get involved because there's no recourse. So therefore, maybe there we say that the Noshma Kluder in Dinim because we want her to have a Chiyusha, we want her to be able to live. Ava Kapara. Maybe kapara ish the bar mitzvah in ish la bar mitzvah loy. Maybe dafka ish that's a bar mitzvah. There you have a halacha of kapara, but not bar mitzvah. Then maybe not. She's not chayim all mitzvahs. Maybe the one who made din kapara. V'yashmin ha'itarati. We said these two, the first two, which is einchim and dinim. Hacham shem kapara. Hacham shem chiyusa. Here's because the kapara is because of chiyusa. But in katala, but maybe if my shor kills a ish or isha. There you would say, maybe ish to bar mitzvah, ish, who you killed, who has all these mitzvahs, and you killed him now, l'shalom kaifer. But isha loy, but not a isha. So that's what you have to say, kaifer. V'yashmin in kaifer, mishum ni'ik ibn neshama. There, at least he killed someone, so there we understand that we have to pay. Avahai in tarati, like ibn neshama, ima loy, tzricha. If we need all three halachas that applies to men and women equally, So the three things are einchim, dinim, and if your behemah kills someone, and that makes the nashama included in all nezek, like it says in our Mishnah. So the Gemara vayitim. The Mishnah says vayitim. Almost finished saying the whole Mishnah. This is the last thing in the Mishnah. The last thing the Mishnah says vanizik vahamazik betashlumim. Both the nizik and the mazik are included in tashlumim. Now we understand the mazik betashlumim because the mazik one who pays. But since when does the nizik pay if someone damages them? Like what are we talking about? What's about nizik vahamazik betashlumim? Zog to Gemara. Gemara first going to bring down a machlokes, and then we'll get to the Mishnah. Itma. Palga niska. We know a tam pays chatzi nezek. What's a tam? A tam is a keren that a shor damages bederech keren, which means kavanos lahazik, and it's mishunah. It's not a normal thing. It degores with its horn, it kicks, it crouches, it sits on something, not lahanosa. Those are all called Karen. So the difference in Karen and then Shein Regel is, Shein Regel is Chayiv Nezik Shalom immediately. Karen is Chayiv Chatzin Nezik the first three times. Now those first three times, why you Chayiv Chatzin Nezik? Because you weren't supposed to watch it. It's so crazy you weren't supposed to watch it. And therefore the Chatzin Nezik is a knas, because basically not Chayiv anything. Or really, you're supposed to expect it. But since it's not a usual thing, we felt bad for you and we made a Chatzin Nezik. That's the Shaila. Itma. Palgan Iskar HaPapa Mamayna, it's Mamun. You should know that your shar is no goody goody. He's not b'ches shima. You gotta watch him. Over dinhu, if he damages the karen, over dinhu the boil shlumei kula. You just pay nazik shalom. Just like by shein regel. Rachmanu the chas Allah. Rachman had rachmanas on you. The katalo yai ture. Why do I have rachmanas over here, not by shein regel? Because l'maisa, it's not a thing that's motzi. You're right, you should know that your shar is nishkin tzaddik, and you have to watch him at all times. But to do something so outlandish, you weren't so supposed to expect it so much, it's not so much. See, and therefore we have rachmanas on you, and we said until it becomes a mu'ud, you pay chatzin nezek. Rav Huna Breda Rishua, ma kenasa. He holds it's a knas. Kesava, stam shvar meches kashim kaimi. He holds that stam shvar ma meches kashim. And you don't even expect it. You don't have mechuv to watch for that. If it does one of these outlandish things, it shouldn't be chayav at all. V'rachmanu dekanse. Rachmanu gave you a knas. Why? They want you to watch your shah even better. Then we gave you a knas. Now, what's the difference if it's a knas or it's mammon? Who cares? It's like it's a lumdus or it's an afkamina? So, grashi, an afkamina is that if you're moidib a knas, loch is, if a guy walks to bed and says, my shah damaged someone, the loch is moidib a knas is potter. That's the halacha. So, and if you do it before the Eidim come, you're potter. So, the nafkamina will be is, if it's mamoin, then moide is chai. It's hadas badin. If it's knas, it's moide knas potter. So that's nafkamina if you hold mamoin a knas. So that's machlokes over here, between Rav Papa and Rav Huna. Now we're going to bring our Mishnah in. Tanan, says our Mishnah, nizik v'amazik v'tashlumim. Both the nizik and the mazik participate in the tashlumim. Bishlam andem apagnes v'moino. If you hold, really, you're chayiv for your shar's actions because they're not b'ches hashimer. But we felt bad for you. We said, only pay half. So there, the nizik l'maisa is losing half. Really, nizik is getting the whole $100, the whole nezik shalom. But l'maisa, we say only chatzi nezik. So he's really participating in tashlum because he's taking half the responsibility, even though it's not his fault. Because really, he should get the whole thing. L'maisa, the Torah says, he only gets half. So he's been tashlum more so. He's getting extra. Really, he's getting nothing. Because really, the guy wasn't supposed to expect it. It was an oinus. And here we're saying he has to pay half because of a knas. So I'm getting half. I'm not giving up anything. Is he called b'tashlumim? It's a pella. What does he mean? Nizik v'amazik b'tashlumim? So my answer is, l'nitzercha, elo l'pchas nevelo. So it works like this. That if you own a money, you understand nizik v'amazik b'tashlumim. If it's knas, the pshat is that the nizik is responsible for the pchas nevela. If the nevela goes down, then he gets the loss. So that's what it's the geya when it says the nizik v'amazik b'tashlumim. What loss? That, for example, let's say the damage is $150 because it's a $200 shar and the nevela is worth b'shas the misa $50. Okay. Now, so he owes him $150, $75. Owes him $75. Chatzin nezek, $75. Lemaisa, let's say that $50 nevela went down in price before Hamada Bedin. Does he pay more than $75? No. Even though now, like damage went up to $180 now because it's only worth $20, so man should pay $60. No, you still only pay you pay $90. No, you still only pay $75. Why? Because the pchas goes to the nizik. So the nizik here is betashlumim, because the nizik here is losing out his pchas avela. Oh, so you ask is a knas. Very good question. So look at Rashi and Tosfos to answer the question. Let's read Rashi inside. Lepchas nevelo, the chol pchas nevelo the nizik who, v'hainu shayach nizik v'tashlumim, shafilu oisek knas shezich seloy Torah in neitakula. Even that knas that Torah said he could have, even that he's not taking the whole knas because he's losing the pchas nevelo. Let's see Tosfos. Tosfos nizik chol pchas nevelo. Look Tosfos. Ah, begavah the shokel of the days. He's taking extra. They're taking knas, not his. So upon him, that's Tosfos and Rashi both warned your question, and the answering is that once a Torah said you get Chatzi Nezek, and now in that Chatzi Nezek you are taking a loss, so then already it's called B'tashlumim. But the Gemara is different. B'chas Tavela, Tonle Reisha. B'chas Tavela already had in the Reisha. It says in the Reisha, which is the Mishnah on top Testament base, Tashlumei Nezek. Even there, that the Bailam is Metaplim Benavela. So you see that he is Betashlumim. So the Gemara, Chodav Atam, Chodav Amuid. One Mishnah is talking about Tam, and one Mishnah is talking about Amuid. Which Mishnah is which? So you see, it's Mashma from Rashi Vast and Tosfos that our Mishnah is the one by Tam, the one before is by Amuid. Because here they're busy asking this kasha that what's Nizik Mazik Betashlumim? It's by a Knas. Obviously they're learning that this Mishnah is the one by Tam. But Tzricha, you need a pasuk of b'chas nevela by Tam and by Mu'i, where you gain pay Nezik Shalom. The Yashmin and Tam, there we say that Nizik takes the loss, Mishnah the Katla, yeah, it's not a Mu'i yet, so really you shouldn't be getting much. Ava Mu'i, they were like, Mu'i, maybe where you already should expect it, maybe the Mazik is chayif at b'chas nevela. The Yashmin and Mu'i, Mishnah the Koma Shalom Kula. If he said Mu'i, because there you're paying the whole thing, so there we understand, we'll feel bad, b'chas nevela goes to the Nizik. About Tom, you're only paying half, maybe you should take responsibility for that. Hey, Maloy, Tzricha, Kamash Blondi, you don't have to take responsibility for Chastavela, then Nizik takes responsibility for Chastavela. So, bottom line is, though we have a Chlekis Knas and Mammon, the Pshad of the Mishnah, Nizik, Gamaz, Vastumim, if you hold Mammon, Kashmak. If you hold its Knas, so then it means the Nizik takes responsibility in the Bechas Nevela.